good people, this is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast. And I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, I have a very, very special guest, my high school classmate. Yay! Now healthcare executive. Let's snap to that. She's doing great things in Atlanta. Her name is Miss Lee Truss Smith. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having me.
We have collaborated on quite a few things in the last few years, but I love your passion and how you advocate for mental and physical wellness for people. If someone who truly knows their purpose was a person, a picture of Lee would pop up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So how are you today?
I am well. It's a full day, but I think most days are full. So I'm super excited to talk about this topic today and will likely benefit from it myself.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining. You know, I love advocating for teachers. It's just always been my thing. I literally need to get a sticker on the back of my car that says for teachers. This podcast is built on helping teachers with their day-to-day in and out of the classroom. So I'm glad to have you on the show today to talk about meditation, how they can use that in the classroom or in their personal experiences at home. So please, before we jump into it, tell us a little bit about you and what cool projects you got going on. What you working on, sis?
Well, thank you again for having me. Again, I'm Lee Truss Smith. I'm a native of Atlanta and have had the opportunity to expand my career in the healthcare field, really being involved with quality and patient safety, infection prevention. But I've done a lot of work recently with something called second victim syndrome. And that suggests that physicians and healthcare providers and nurses do a lot every day, yet there are times that they suffer mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically from things that happen while they are working in their practice.
Wow.
Most of us think that it's a calling to work in healthcare, not just a way of life, but sometimes it can impact you. And coming out of COVID, we've seen a lot of burnout and stress, and we've been trying to push resilience and mindfulness to try to help with that. So it really catapulted me into looking at using mindfulness techniques in the community to support teachers, to support those in nonprofit organizations, as well as churches, believe it or not. I've actually done some guided meditation in a church.
Wow.
And really help with ways of relaxing, decluttering your mind of thoughts, and really regaining some of that peace that we all seek to have.
Yeah. And this is very, very important work. And I'm about to tell you something you probably didn't know about me. I am in school right now working on my PhD, and my research that I've been working on for the last year is mindful practices, breathing practices for teachers. So we need to get together so you can help me.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I had an opportunity to get some training for guided meditation, and it's helped me because I have struggled with anxiety and issues with racing thoughts. And guided meditation specifically helps me to come down and to focus just on a certain thought or a certain topic and not be so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so some people are skilled enough where they can do meditation without someone guiding them. Guided meditation was helpful because it actually gives prompts to kind of help you through. So I just want to say thank you to you and to your listeners for all that you all do. Being a teacher in this day and time is not for the faint of heart. Mm-hmm. I believe that our children are really trying to adjust to school post-COVID. And in fact, I will be partnering next week with a colleague who's a clinical psychologist to talk about emotion regulation and to hopefully give parents and educators thoughts about how to help children as there are more fights that we're hearing about. And so teachers are doing a lot of de-escalation and other things in the classrooms that maybe they hadn't done before. So hopefully this topic today can help.
Yes. For sure. And let me, I remember introducing this to my class, my students, many, many, many years ago. And back then, when it was just kind of new to the educational environment, it was presented for students. Mm-hmm. But like you said, teachers are dealing with so many stress things in classes, at work, with their leadership yes. team, with their students. So why is this important? Why is this important for us to start having the conversations? I get it for students, but why should we now start focusing on teachers using guided meditation and mindful breathing?
Yeah, so you can't pour from an empty cup, yet our teachers are pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. Sometimes they're mothers for kids who don't have mothers at home. They're counselors. They wear all of these different hats. And so meditation for teachers helps to pour back into them. It produces a deep state of relaxation. It can help you with providing or obtaining a tranquil mind. You focus your attention and really eliminate that stream of jumbled or racing thoughts that may be crowding your mind and causing stress. And so that really is the word, stress. Mm-hmm. This process could also result in just enhanced physical and overall emotional well-being. Another gain is that medication can bring the long-term resilience. That's important. It can become a regular practice. The practice of learning to refocus your thoughts can also help you redirect yourself when you fall into negative thinking or negative self-talk. And we talk about that a lot with our youth, but as adults, many of us struggle with that. And we're talking to ourselves constantly, oh, you can't do that, or you're too old for this, or you're too tired for this. And so this really helps us come away from the negative self-talk and the patterns and really focus us on something positive. And using a spirit of gratitude, which is what the guided meditation will be about today, helps with that. And it helps relieve stress.
Yes. And you know, I just think this is so important, right? And I think, and while I'm doing my research for my dissertation, and my research is based on guided meditation and mindful breathing for teachers in low income and high poverty schools. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And so my biggest concern, and you can kind of chime in on this, is my biggest concern before I even start the process is, when will they use this? How are they going to be like, I don't have time for this. I don't know when I can implement this. But I've just seen as an educator, so many times when I was in the classroom and there were just tense moments between me and my student, or I just got off the phone with a parent who literally just went off on me about their child's grades, and I didn't know about this, and yes. I just use it. And so my go-to was to just, you know, be upset and let that thing take over my entire day. So what are your thoughts around people using this? How do they use it?
Yeah. So a few things. On my cell phone, I have at 8 a.m. the word energy, so that I can see the word and think about being energetic. It's a new day, a fresh start. At noon, I have the word balance, so that I can remember to hydrate and go to the restroom and eat lunch. And then at the end of the evening at 8 p.m., it says peace. And those are visual cues to try to get my brain into thinking about what I need to do at the moment.
Wow.
It's one example. Something else I do is that I, twice a day, set my alarm for 2.5 minutes. And 2.5 minutes is actually longer than you probably can imagine. Mm-hmm. And wherever I am, car, restroom, wherever, I do deep breathing for those 2.5 minutes. Mm. And I cut off the noise, I cut off my ringer, and I literally practice doing deep breaths. Mm-hmm. And so I would recommend, we have these smartphones and they are not evil. They're not evil, but we should use them for good. And so I would recommend that this happen in terms of really structuring your calendar or reminders to help you think about meditation and pouring back into yourself, or mindfulness. The other piece is there are so many meditation prompts that you can find now for free. And so if you find a good station, and I am creating my own, I should probably put that out there, yes, where people can come and hear various types of guided meditation, then it won't be hard to find. And you can do a 3-minute meditation, a 5-minute, a 7-minute. And if you get really advanced, you can go into the 10, 15 minute hour plus that a lot of folks do. But what is so helpful with this, if I can say, Fran, in terms of a health standpoint, not only can it reduce the areas of anxiety, but it can affect chronic pain. It can affect depression, heart disease, and blood pressure. It can also help with memory and mental clarity, which when you reach a certain age, you can't multitask as well as you think you can. Mm-hmm. It also helps with things like irritable bowel syndrome and other gastrointestinal or GI issues that come along with constant stress and anxiety. So it's really worth putting yourself first and making it a priority. And for me, that means scheduling it and using my smart device to help remind me to take a pause. Another talk that I do, there is power in the pause for this meditation or mindfulness for you.
Yeah. I hear you saying is that we have to be intentional.
Yes.
We have to plan it out. Use your devices. I guess there are a lot of different apps out there that dedicate resources to mindfulness and meditation. And then I love that you have purposely programmed your phone to pop up at those times. And when I think about teachers, we know when we're going to have those stress points. I always knew when I was in the classroom which class was going to like almost take me out, right? Yeah. And so if I would have had this tool in the beginning, I would have probably, as we were transitioning, just did a little minute, got my life together, and just was able to receive them when they come so that I'm not on 10. So I just feel like when you say you've purposely put this in your phone, these different times, I think for teachers, look at your whole entire day. Think about what's best for your day. Like in the morning when you get there, is this the best time for you to do it? Are there different classes that you have that maybe work your nerves a little bit that you might want to have something either before or after to help you get it together? So I love those key points that you shared. And then you said something else that the meditation prompts. Now you said you're going to try to have your own channel, huh?
I am.
Yes.
I have done this now a lot for a few corporations, and I would come in and talk a lot about work-life balance, and I would end with a guided meditation, or I've done some team building and I've done that, and people keep asking, well, where can we go hear these? And so I am going to create a space, and likely it will be on Spotify or a YouTube channel where people can go and hear the different guided meditations that I do, because I do them for different things. My favorite one that I'm going to do today uses the spirit of gratitude, or gratitude as a technique or tool used in mindfulness to kind of help reset or remind you of why you do what you do. And I think similar to healthcare workers, burnout can be prevalent with teachers, with educators and administrators. And so when you think about that one child that you helped last year, you reached one soul. That is amazing. And so I hope that this can help just kind of recenter us and remind us that no matter what is going on, no matter how stressful, no matter how negative, no matter how painful, you can find something to be grateful for, which will help with the stress, the anxiety, and the breathing as well. So I'm just excited that you're even talking about it. Yeah. I've had discussions with other administrators, and they're like, I wish we could bring people in to do this more.
Yeah.
And so I think having apps and having YouTube channels and other ways to funnel it in, I think will be helpful. And maybe even figuring out how to do this with youth and having our kids do some mindfulness exercises, because surely we are all trying to figure out how to get day to day, and tools that can be added to the toolkit I think would be helpful for anyone.
Yeah, and we definitely need that time to disconnect. I think we're in a world where, yes, our phone, we can use it as a tool to support us as long as we are intentional with that. But
yes,
when you think about teachers and students, we're always exposed to a lot of different things. I was just talking to my husband just recently about our teachers in high school. And I was like, well, my teacher, when we were in high school, our teachers didn't even have emails. That wasn't even a thing.
That's right.
But now you've got to deal with emails and now Teams messages and phone calls. And it's just so many things that overwhelm us that we just have to start getting back to just disconnecting even for 5 minutes, right? Yes. And just yes. having that time to just unplug and just take a moment.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I fasted from social media for a week, and it was the best thing I could ever do. And what I try to do now, and I have to be intentional about this too, is stopping the social media and the looking at my phone at about 10 o'clock and really giving 30 minutes before bedtime, hour before bedtime, where you really disconnect, because sleep hygiene also is something that we don't talk about as much. And some of us are only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So even with the best meditation, if your brain is not rested, if your body is not rested, you will still deal with issues with stress. So coupled with meditation and other mindfulness techniques, it's so important that we get proper rest.
I love it. So one more question. Look, if I'm new to this, I've never done this before. I don't even know what you're talking about. But I would be new to something, but an over planner. So like, I would be like, I'm going on a diet on Monday, so I'm gonna stop eating all of this stuff. I'm gonna go work out 5 days a week. I'm gonna just do way too much. And then come Tuesday, I'm back to my regular routine. Right. Yeah. Cause I didn't do I didn't make smart goals when it came to my, my diet. So you are new to this space and you were first year teacher or even a seasoned teacher. How do you think I should implement this? What is a best practice in getting started?
I love it. An open mind first. I remember my first time, I thought, do I have to do yoga to really get meditation? Is there some spiritual connection? Will it challenge my own beliefs, my own faith? I am a woman of faith. Will it challenge that? And it did not. And even in the training, the formal training that I've received, it did not challenge anything about my faith. So coming with an open mind and being very intentional to try it once a day, 5 minutes.
That's it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Lee is going to take us through a 5-minute guided meditation today. But before we get started, is there anything else you would like to share with our audience?
I just thank you all for the commitment to our youth and to our future. You have no idea how you are touching a life and how you are impacting our future and what our future would look like. And so I would just encourage you to hang in there. Please try some of these techniques. And always, if you are feeling overwhelmed, I'm sure your institution has employee assistance program. If you need additional support like therapy or a support group, don't hesitate to do that. It's a sign of strength. And if there are any other questions or you'd like to reach out, you can reach me at wellnesswithinyou, just the letter U. So wellnesswithinyou@outlook.com. Thanks for having me, Fran.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm glad that you're going to end us off with this guided meditation. I am going to have everything in the show notes for you to read and be able to get in contact with Ms. Lee Truss Smith. And Lee, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you. Everyone, please keep thriving.
Awesome. Well, as we end our time today, let's think about gratitude. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, and confusion into clarity. So let's start by taking a moment to check in with your body. Begin to relax and soften any unnecessary tension in your belly and shoulders. Find a posture that feels both relaxed and alert. Maybe you're sitting in your chair or even cross-legged on the floor. At this time, close your eyes or lower your gaze and rest your hands gently in your lap. Take a few minutes to scan your awareness of the sensations that you're feeling in your body. And wherever possible, soften and release those obvious areas of tension. Notice where you may be holding it in your brow, your jaw or cheeks, shoulders, or lower back. Begin focusing on your breaths and allow the stress to flow out of you with each breath. Breathing in deep, holding, and then releasing out through the mouth. Again, breathe in deep. Hold it, and then release out through the mouth. Surrender to the comfortable space that surrounds you. And once you've released as much stress as possible, let's prepare for our meditation. Another breath in. Hold and release. Letting go of everything that happened this morning. Anything that may not have gone the way you'd planned. I know there may be thoughts swirling around in your mind, but if you get distracted, it's okay. Just come back to your breaths. I know there may be some physical sensations that you might be feeling, but come back and simply focus on your breath. Inhale in. Hold and exhale. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, drop into relaxation, lowering your shoulders, softening your cheeks, relaxing your arms and your legs. And allow your body to be rooted in this moment with your breath. Soft, yet solid. Relaxed, yet aware. Another deep breath in. Hold. And exhale. As you breathe normally, I want you to imagine that every breath in is cleansing you, clearing space that is taken up by emotions, stress, or physical sensation. And every breath out is exhaling those emotions, stress, or physical sensations out of your body. Breathing in, cleansing space. Breathing out, letting it go. Take a few more breaths. And while you're breathing, reflect on all the things you're grateful for. Loved ones, breath in your lungs, sunshine, fresh air, the incredible service you provide to our students, to our community, a new opportunity, whatever comes to mind, what are you grateful for? As each object of gratitude appears, visualize yourself saying thank you to each thing. Thank you. Thank you. And now inhale deeply into your belly, feeling your body expand with rejuvenating energy and a spirit of gratitude, and exhale all the way out. One more deep breath in, filling the cleansing inhale refresh you, and exhale everything else out. I want to affirm you today for all that you do, despite the frustrations, despite the stress. Thank you. Allow me to affirm you, and let's take time and affirm ourselves to help find our ways out of stressful situations. Feel free to repeat after me as loudly or as quietly as you feel necessary. I am grateful for this life. I am strong. I am worthy. Sometimes I am afraid, but my fears don't own me. I may be stressed, but my worries do not define me. This is only a bad moment. Bad moments pass, just like good ones. I will get through this. I am enough. Thank you for joining me in this brief meditation. And I ask that you continue to offer grace to yourself and others, and practice gratitude during this season. Thank you, and when you're ready, open your eyes.